A decade ago, people in Ohio hadn't heard much about fracking for natural gas in the state. But since then, the ups and downs of the industry have literally changed the landscape in parts of eastern Ohio, from countryside to what some say is now an industrial zone. For some people, that's meant new jobs or payments to lease their land. But the thousands of new well pads, pipelines, compressor stations, and waste injection wells haven't been welcomed by everyone. Citizens have filed thousands of complaints with the state about everything from gas leaks and crumbling roads to odors and noise they blame on industry development. In a special series, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant looks at some of the claims made by Ohio residents and how state regulators have responded.
Carrie and Jeff Bond's house in the hills of Noble County, Ohio is nearly empty. An antique bed frame, old board games, a power washer are among hundreds of their possessions laid out in the garage, on the driveway, outside the barn, ready to be auctioned off. They're selling their house and 103-acre farm. Carrie Bond says they need to leave.
It's been difficult, but today, for some reason, I have just this peace because we're finally going to get out of here.
Bond and her sister Jody Carter watch as each item comes up for sale. Both are retired nurses, small women in floral dresses with long graying hair and sad eyes. Jody tears up waiting for the property where her sister has lived for 40 years to be sold.
This is where we've had all our family gatherings. You know, the kids play in the woods and the pond, and it's just sad. Sad to lose it all to no control.
The reason Bond says they need to leave is why many in the crowd are intrigued by this auction. The lucrative underground mineral rights are for sale.
And we are the first people in Noble County to sell our working mineral rights.
The natural gas industry has built up around them in recent years, including a well pad owned by Antero Resources, a quarter mile uphill from the house. Four lines extract gas from under the property, which means royalties.
Last month's statement was $42,000 is what their royalty check was last month.
$42,000 a month? Why would someone forgo that kind of money, leave their farm and their family? The Bonds say the gas industry that's made the money has also sullied their land, water, and air, and made them distrust government regulators. As Jody Carter puts it,
it's like fighting the most powerful people in the world, and you still can't win.
Once the fracking boom took off, the family was forced by the state to sign a lease on their property, which is allowed under Ohio law. A map by the nonprofit Frack Tracker Alliance shows the Bonds' rural home is now in the midst of 123 producing wells within 5 miles of their house, plus six compressor stations. The Allegheny Front confirmed that the Bond family made numerous complaints to various state agencies concerning well pad noise and bright lights and pollution. Carrie Bond talked about it over the phone.
Every tree in the yard was dying. My cats died. My chickens died. You know, we got sheep dying.
Bond says the family got odd rashes, headaches, dizziness, and her grandson developed a breathing problem. She complained to the Ohio Department of Health, but the health inspector's air testing found no health hazard. She complained to the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency.
They came in finally with repeated calling.
The Ohio EPA declined to comment, but sent their investigation report to the Allegheny Front. It clarified that while the agency does not regulate noise or light pollution, it did test the air and found leaks from the well pad equipment of benzene and volatile organic compounds. Antero declined an interview because the Bonds have a lawsuit against them unrelated to the environmental claims. But according to the EPA report, the leaks did not violate Antero's permit nor pose a health risk and were quickly fixed. But a growing body of evidence shows symptoms similar to the Bonds are associated with gas development.
I really feel like we were let down by everybody in Ohio.
Then in early 2018, the Bonds were awakened by a pipeline explosion and a fire on a nearby hillside. This is from a video posted to Facebook.
Jeff and I both looked at each other and were like, who do we call? What do we do? You don't know what to do, you know? You don't know whether to pick up your stuff and run for your life.
Noble County Commissioner Brad Peoples hears some complaints about the industry.
But I hear far more positives than negatives.
Peoples says it's helped many landowners and area businesses.
My wife and I own a pizza shop, and our business exploded with the oil and gas industry. So I wouldn't have a bad thing to say about it.
The county has gone from one hotel to four, and they're getting a Taco Bell.
In a county that's this small, if you kind of take up the cross for economic development, without the oil and gas industry, what would you target?
A recent industry report finds that from 2011 to 2015, fracking companies paid $43 million in property taxes to six eastern Ohio counties, including Noble. But Peoples admits there are downsides.
You talk to somebody that lives on a township road where water trucks have traveled 18 times a day, and it's destroyed roads.
The Allegheny Front analyzed complaints to ODNR between 2009 and 2018 and found more than 2,900 complaints were made about the oil and gas industry across the state.
Yeah, it has been a complete nightmare.
By 2013, ODNR started new categories of complaints about the industry, like those reported by Darla McConnell in Jefferson County.
The noise, the dirt, the traffic, the speeding, the lights, the backup beepers, because it's so close to my house.
McConnell says sometimes more than a dozen semi-trucks would idle along their rural road. They knocked down the mailbox and ran her pregnant daughter's car into a ditch. We called McConnell after seeing her listed on ODNR's complaint log.
So I have called so many different people to try to get something done.
But ODNR does not regulate industry traffic once it leaves a well pad. And in rural areas like this, state regulations allow new wells as close as 100 feet from a house, school, or church. That's about a third of a football field. In Pennsylvania, it's required to be five times further.
It's been so bad, I wanted to put the house up for sale, but you're not going to be able to sell it because nobody's going to want to live with this crap going on.
McConnell is one of more than 100 people the Allegheny Front called from ODNR's complaint list. Of the 26 we interviewed, 18 said they were not satisfied with the state's response to their complaints. They told stories about their water turning orange overnight, about piles of dirt being dumped in their farm fields, about sulfur smells and fish kills. But those problems are not necessarily being heard by lawmakers.
I have not received the first call about a concern in that area.
This is State Senator Steve Wilson. He's chair of the Senate Energy and Public Utilities Committee.
We would never not listen to something of that nature.
Longtime environmental attorney Rick Solly, based in Columbus, says Ohio's government is not protecting people from the oil and gas industry.
There is no system anywhere in our government that can come to those people's aid, and it's just wrong. And it's a reality.
More than 2,600 oil and gas wells have been drilled in Ohio shale regions since 2010. That's according to ODNR's website. And federal statistics show that the state's production of natural gas also skyrocketed. In 2016, it was nearly 1.5 billion cubic feet. That's more than 18 times greater than it was in 2010. But Solly says regulations in Ohio have not kept pace to protect citizens. And it's not just how close well pads can be built to homes and schools. It's what he calls a loophole in the disclosure of chemicals used in drilling to allow for trade secrets and the lack of rules around waste from fracking. Solly says even when Ohio EPA tests air quality, like at that Antero well near the Bonds farm, and has the company fix the chemical leaks, it's not good enough.
Coming in after the fact and resoldering a joint that's been leaking carcinogenic gas outside someone's bathroom window isn't the best way to attack a multinational industry.
ODNR declined an interview, but in an email statement says the agency staff, quote, work every day on behalf of Ohioans to achieve a balance between protecting public health, safety in the environment, and ensuring the wise use of natural resources for the benefit of all.
Final selling price, $1,230,000.
But Carrie Bond and her family say the state abandoned them. They auctioned off their house, farm, and mineral rights for more than $1 million and left Ohio. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.